summer of last year. I was up at a music festival in Wisconsin. Chris Tomlin, you know him? All right, he's a famous gospel singer.
Okay.
He was singing there. We preached there one day. The second day I pulled up to park to go sing there, to go preach there, he goes walking across the street. You can go on my website and see me. I called him out. I said, Chris. He turned around. I said, Chris, why are you preaching a false gospel? This guy goes on TBN. He'll go on all types of corrupt ecumenical places. He's selling the gospel. It's not even a biblical gospel. You know what he did? He turned and looked at me. He waved and he turned around and walked. And I said, oh, if I wanted your autograph and I wanted to woo over you, you probably would have given me some time. But the street preacher rebuked him. And it's all over the internet. And these are the type of men that I stand against. And we stand against the church system. So you can look at our website. It would be a blessing to you to go there and see all the different ways that the churches are deceiving people. And we don't make money. I support myself. We don't pay or we don't ask for people's money. We don't take people's money. What
That's
we do.
It's supposed to be. Jesus
yeah, exactly.
Jesus didn't charge anything.
We're calling out this false gospel offering if you're headed there, sir. This is not of God. We love our neighbor. They're doing a bunch of unbiblical, ungodly things. Our testing at don'tperish.com shows it. You can look it up. If any man wants to bring a Bible out and refute what I'm saying, their gospel's corrupt. They have feminization, harlotry, proud looks. It's an abomination unto God. This music offering is an abomination unto God, sir. Repent.